It's interesting that you say that because, you know, you're back to what we were talking about a second ago with, you know, why people don't have their own song brand or why they don't do that. Because all of my clients are early adopters. You know, it takes courage, right? Even back in the days when I was doing, you know, I called it the theme shop, where we would come in and do it, write a song for the organization as a team building thing. And I can't tell you the number of times I talked to a CEO and they're like, oh, this is such a great idea. And they'd phone me back an hour later and say, oh, the team won't do it. They don't. And it's like, well, who's in charge? And what's the point? The point is for them to feel discomfort, for them to try something they've never tried together and see how that will bring them together and find out, you know, what the common ground is. I mean, that's the whole point.
Welcome to Audio Branding, the hidden gem of marketing. Sound plays a more important role in human behavior and our decision-making than you may realize. In this podcast, I'll help you understand the art and science of sound so you can better influence others in business and your life. I'm your host, Jody Krangle. Let's delve a little deeper. Here's the second part of my conversation with Lowry Olofsson.
Out of curiosity, why do you think advertisers have such a hard time with sound? I mean, this is one of those things that the reason I have my podcast exactly is because, as you've already said, people spend a whole lot of time on the video aspects of what they're doing and so little of it on the audio aspects. I just, out of curiosity, even philosophically, why do you think that is?
I think they just don't know. I think it's like, for me, when I saw the TED Talk that Stephen Keller did.
Yes.
You know,
he's been on this podcast twice now.
Oh, he's yes. he's my hero.
He blew my mind. Oh yeah. Regularly.
But nobody knows. Like, I've been doing this forever. Like, I've been writing. I was writing songs with kids, and I would see, you know, go into the schools, and I'd see what would happen to these kids when we, you know, 35 of us got together and wrote a song together. Mm-hmm. And then I took it and I started doing it as a team building thing. And I would come in, you know, all these grumpy people would come in that were like, "Why are we writing a song? We shouldn't have to do this," and stuff. And then this transformation would occur as we started to write something, you know, that was about that, and they're all going out singing it. And then when people would hear the results of these songs and they would be, you know, they would do that. I think people just don't understand the science of, you know, sound reaches the brain. What is it, 100 up to 100 times faster than visuals? Yeah. They don't even understand that when they cry, when they watch a movie, that if there was no soundtrack, that wouldn't happen. You know, if the fin came out of the water and there was no do, you know, like the fin doesn't even, we haven't even seen the fin yet. And you're already on the edge of your seat because of the sound. So
you know what's coming.
Yeah. It's invisible and people blow it off. They just don't know. They have no idea of the value.
Yeah, I always liken it to the visuals are the information and the audio is the heart.
Yes, and the emotion, you know, the emotion, because sometimes it's, you know, it's on the edge of your seat and you're scared, and you know, horror shows. And like, I mean, you can create any emotion.
Yeah.
Right? You can't do that with the two-dimensional thing. It has, you know, and you see all these, that's why it kills me that all these realtors and people are you know, like, what do they do, buy a bigger bus ad,
you know? Yeah.
And they're so expensive.
Yes.
Right?
So true. Yeah. And you can accomplish so much with just a little bit of sound, as we've already discussed, you know, for the whole time we've been here. Pretty much. Yeah, it has such a big impact. And it's really unfortunate that a lot of people do not pay it the attention that it's due, which is why I like to talk about it. And I'm sure why you're doing Songbrand, among other things, among other reasons. I mean, there's a whole lot to talk about when it comes to this, and we're not going to solve all the issues, unfortunately. I wish we could. But then we get into AI. So are you concerned with what AI is doing to music? Are you seeing it as a Are you seeing it as a threat? Can it be used to help create music? Where do you see this going in the future?
Well, I'm kind of the wrong person to ask because I haven't really done much with it.
Yeah.
And
just
I mean,
what you're seeing
in
the music.
I mean, I've used it a tiny bit as part of that process of like creating the ideas bank. And I can see where it's been, you know, it's made suggestions where, because, you know, a lot of what I'm doing is like, okay, here I'm gathering all the possibilities together for what I might want to put in this song and I might want to consider. And so it's, you know, it can speed up the process or it might, for the most part, I noticed that it kind of gave me things that I had pretty much thought of.
Yeah, it kind of gives you the middle of the road, what everyone would suggest kind of deal, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Do you want to sound your absolute best when you're being interviewed on a podcast or when you're hosting your own show? I have a podcast episode and free downloadable worksheet called Sounding Your Best as a Podcast Guest off of the audiobrandingpodcast.com main page. Just click on the little square graphic to the left of the player displaying my podcast trailer. It gives you some comprehensive suggestions for where to start or for improving the sound you already have, including the type of microphones to consider and why, ideas for soundproofing your recording environment, and suggestions on how to get the best sound when you're being remotely recorded on services like Riverside FM or Squadcast. Don't let bad audio quality hold you back from being the best podcast guest or host you can be. And of course, if you happen to need voiceover for your intro and outro, feel free to get in touch. I'm happy to help. And now, back to the podcast.
The things that I think make my songs really kind of resonate with is finding these unusual things like that, you know, even like that line, hold yourself lightly, you know, that's not a line. I have another one I wrote with a woman who's she's a leadership coach, but she does equestrian partnered retreats. So with horses and stuff.
Okay.
And one of the lines in her song is gather around and gather it in. And it's there because her song's name is Gus or something. And we wanted, you know, this, I forget it had to do with that. But but there's just things that I don't think AI is going to come up with. It wouldn't make sense. But these are the things where they kind of go beyond the cliches or take the cliches and take, you know, bring them to another level. You know, there's probably threats. I should probably be worried, but I'm having way too much fun. And, you know, I've got my hands full with doing what I'm doing. So,
oh yeah. Far be it from me to tell you not to have fun.
I guess that won't happen. Yeah.
That won't happen. No, I'm glad that you're just doing what you're doing. And honestly, from listening to the songs that you have on your website, what I really liked about it was the unexpected chord changes. So for me, the music was really unexpected in places. Yeah. And again, I don't think AI is going to do that because it always goes to the middle of the road, you know, most bland thing that everyone, it's kind of the, I don't know, like the America's Got Talent of, you know, because like it's the thing people vote on that is just the middle of the road, everything, and you can't satisfy everybody. And so the outliers don't get anything.
Yes.
What
well,
ends up.
And it's interesting that you say that because, you know, when you're back to what we were talking about a second ago with, you know, why people don't have their own song brand or why they don't do that, because all of my clients are early adopters. You know, it takes courage, right? Even back in the days when I was doing you know, I called it the theme shop, where we would come in and write a song for the organization as a team building thing. And I can't tell you the number of times I talked to a CEO and they're like, oh, this is such a great idea, and they'd phone me back an hour later and say, oh, the team won't do it, they don't. And it's like, well, who's in charge? And what's the point? The point is for them to feel discomfort, for them to try something they've never tried together and see how that will bring them together and find out, you know, what the common ground is. I mean, that's the whole point. So, you know, so my clients, that's why I guess maybe I love my clients so much, because they're always, you know, they're people that they're not stopping because they happen to be the only speaker that has their own song.
Well, they're unique in the fact that they are willing to take a chance on this. But but not only that, they're willing to use it.
Exactly.
Like if a big CEO is telling you, well, no, you know, our board has said no, well, then you don't want to work with them, honestly, because they're not going to use it even if you produce it.
Yeah.
You're fighting an uphill battle there. Although I can't understand how that would be the case anymore. It just really doesn't make any sense to me because there are so many demonstrated successes when it comes to audio branding and sonic branding and using sound in your advertising and marketing and branding.
Yeah.
I can't see it not making a difference. And in fact, I just had someone on the podcast 2 days ago who actually had demonstrated actual research about our brains and how they operate on sound. And the, you know, how that affects us and how it actually influences us to use one product or another or use one service or another. It's enormous, the difference.
Yeah.
I really appreciate you being here. Know anyone that you think would make a great guest for this podcast? Someone who works in sound on behalf of clients? Please do get in touch. I'd love to hear about them. Your recommendations are always super helpful. And now, back to the show.
Absolutely. But, you know, people, to educate yourself about that, I think, you know, it's a slow process. I gather in Europe, it's much more easily and quickly embraced. And, you know, I think that's, you know, kind of what we're up against in terms of this.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems to me that, well, I don't know, I guess I'm excited. It seems to me that part of what we have to do is to help people to use it. Like, that's why I added this strategy and implementation session. And I check in with my clients, you know, just after, I'll check in with them a year later and say, how's it going? And that kind of stuff. But when I come up with a new product, like the new musical business card, which, you know, I texted you mine. And so that's something that when there's new offerings and new ways to do it, I'm going to tell them because I want I want it to have a lifespan of 20 years or, you know, I want it something that they're going to be so glad, like, this will be the best money I ever spent, right?
Yeah.
That's how I see this.
Definitely. Yeah, I can totally get behind that. I think it's an excellent idea.
Yeah.
I'm going to get a little philosophical with you here, and I'm going to ask you why you think sound matters. It's a big question, I know. But
well, I
I'm
just
curious.
Think, you know, I just think it connects us to ourselves in a way and to each other in a way that, I mean, was Quincy Jones or somebody that was just talking about how it was the greatest art?
He just passed away. I was so sorry to hear that.
Look at all of the different music that guy did, you know, from playing with, you know, all those early jazz guys to like producing Michael Jackson's big album and everything he's done. And, you know, it's all music, you know, it's all music and it's all sound. And yeah, it's just, you know, sound, you know, it's just can calm you so deeply. It can ba-da-ba, it can lift you. And, you know, there's just nothing else. I mean, your whole body vibrates, right? So it's a very powerful art form.
Oh, yeah. It's universal, too. It's something that every human being understands.
Yeah.
Deep in their bones, I think. It's one of those. Yeah. It's a connecting influence that we all understand.
Yes.
Doesn't matter what language you speak.
Exactly.
So, yeah. It's important. I totally get that. And that's why I love to talk about it here. We're coming to the end here, but I wanted to ask you what you're working on now that you can talk about.
Well, what I'm doing right now is I'm recording my new album.
Okay.
So that's, I mean, I've got some client songs on the go, so that's super fun.
Yeah.
We wrote one yesterday and it's going to go into production, hopefully after we do our So, you know, I have those ones, but yeah, what I'm really excited is I have so many new songs of my own, and I've been bringing guys into the studio and, you know, trying out different instruments. I just worked with a guy that played way back on my first couple albums way back in like the 80s. I just hired him to play pedal steel on a song.
Oh,
and it's
nice.
Like, I didn't know this pedal steel was going to work, you know.
Okay.
But he's on it. And then a guy that I wrote the song with, who's a piano player down in New Orleans. Mm-hmm. And when I was down there, he plays every Thursday night at the Spotted Cat on Frenchman Street. And we ended up kind of connecting and we wrote this song together. And so he ended up playing the piano part. So I love, you know, that I can bring in, and then the guys down the street, you know, percussionist. And so it's really fun to be producing my own songs and getting back to that as well.
Yeah, wonderful.
Lots of music. That's all I live for.
That's great. It's a wonderful way to live.
Hi, this is Craig Acock. I listen to Jody Krangle's podcast all the time. Great guests, great information. I really enjoy listening to what they have to say and how the questions she's asking of them. The only issue is I wish they were longer. Thanks, Jody.
Yes.
Does your album have a theme in particular?
You know, the songs are kind of all over the place.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. There's a thread that runs through I have a very distinct style, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like you say, I like those surprising changes, and I seem to write everything in 12/8 time. I can't help it.
Okay.
So,
nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. But thematically, I write a lot of love songs and heart songs. I like writing inspiring songs. There's a cool video called Born for This that we shot the video in Costa Rica in February. And I love that song.
I did see that one.
You know,
and it's really good. Yes.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Butterfly will ride the wind from Canada to Mexico, lifted by the currents in the air. On tiny wings, she'll find the twig of her own metamorphosis, with nothing but the sky to guide her there. When you're born for this, born to go the distance, nothing is impossible. Impossible is nothing when you're born for this. Nothing is impossible. Impossible is nothing at all.
I'm going to Sri Lanka for 3 months January, so it'll be interesting to see if I can shoot some video there too. And I take my studio set up and, you know, I can record from there.
Well, I look forward to hearing about more of what you're going to be up to, Lowry. This has been absolutely fantastic. And congratulations on the upcoming album.
Yeah.
And all of your song brand work. I think it's fantastic and a very interesting way to use songs to help people be more themselves, which I love.
Yeah.
And how can people get in touch with you if they'd like to do that?
Well, Lowry@songbrand.ca is a way to do it. Or if you want to check out my music, LowryOlofsson.com. And probably there'll be some place to, yeah, you just spell my name, LowryOlofsson.com. People can reach out. And I'm happy to do, a free kind of audio branding assessment if they want to talk about the stuff that they've got or if they have ideas and that kind of thing. So, yeah. So thank you for having me, Jody. It's really wonderful,
wonderful
that you're spreading the word about the power of this medium. And, you know, you do it all so well and so beautifully.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
It's really an honor to be on your show. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, that's the end of this episode. Thanks for listening. And if you like what you heard, why not tell a friend about this podcast? It's available in all the usual locations. Until next time,